Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Guys, get ready for the Lucha Underground after show. We got the Gift of the Gods title match, loser leaves the temple, and what else? We'll find out. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love it.
I love this movie as much as I love this song.
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
You've never seen this movie?
What movie?
My Boyfriend's Back.
No. What year is it from?
Like the 90s.
Who's in it?
No one really famous.
Oh, great. You're making a great point for it.
It's a classic, though. If Ty was here, he'd be like, ha-ha,
I know. Oh,
references.
My God. You can't do any references today.
Oh.
Duh, what are you going to talk about?
Ready, Mark? Hit that. Disappointed.
Nope.
Okay.
You got music going. I can't hit the damn thing.
That's my fault. What's up, Lucha Underground fans? You're tuned in to the AfterBuzz TV Lucha Underground After Show. This is Season 3, Episode 8, Gift of the Gods. I'm your host, Jimbo Frank. Yeah, that's me. I was going to say by Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Ty Matthews is not with us tonight because he is wrestling at Lucha Vavoom. Being CIA security for El Presidente, I believe.
That's so cool.
But I have my lovely other half. She's so far away. It's sad.
It's me. I'm here. Hi.
She's not old Vans. She's not new Vans. She's Rachel. Same Vans.
Hi, everybody. Here I am. I made it. I'm here.
Yay!
Am I supposed to say something else? I don't know. I just wait for people to tell me to
this
talk.
This is when you're like, hi, I'm Rachel Sam Evans, or
hi,
however
I'm...
your brain works.
Yeah, hi, I'm Rachel Sam Evans. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Evans. Depends on how your brain works. Was that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm doing a great job.
Yay. This is a great episode. What did you think, just overall?
Overall, I thought it was synopsis. Really good. I've been a little, like, underwhelmed by the past couple episodes.
Really?
Yeah. Have you not been?
You think it's just, like, a slow build to something huge?
Well, like, yeah. I was waiting for something, like, tonight. Like, I was waiting for, what are we doing with Tejano and, like, Cage? I was waiting for all this. There's a lot of things that came to fruition that I, like, we got to see a little bit of Paul London.
Yeah, we did.
And spoilers! I guess it's an after show. Never mind. But, yeah, there's a lot of payoff in tonight that,
yes,
I really appreciated. And we,
I was,
like,
super excited.
Saw the culmination of Sexy Star. Like, there was just a lot tonight that I've been waiting for. So, maybe
what
underwhelming.
What are you waiting for, huh? That's from Scream. No?
Nothing.
No, I know what you did last summer. That's what that's from.
I still, nothing.
Nothing?
I'm too scared. I hate this. I love this season because I like the macabre, but I hate this season because I'm so afraid of scary movies.
Disappointed!
Thank you, Mark.
Honey, I know. I'm
Our
disappointed
Mark in,
the booth
holding it down.
What it do?
What it do. So let's get started. This episode opens with a video. We got Sexy Star coming into Dario's office, and what is she...
She's just talking.
She's just talking. She's got her Gift of the Gods title.
And then she wants to cash it in.
Yeah, she wants to challenge Matanza. And Dario lets her know, you got to fight Mundo first. And she's like, oh, that's fine. It'll be a nice little warm-up for my match with your brother.
Yeah, but here's what annoys me is all the empty threats. The whole, like, you can't have your trio's people there or else they're going to be
banned from the temple.
Okay, didn't that already happen to Drago? Twice? And it didn't happen? Like... It's an empty threat. It didn't hold any weight for me, and I also knew she was going to lose it. Sorry.
Aww.
I feel like I keep spoiling things, and then I remember that we're in an after show.
It's okay.
Thank you.
It's fine.
How did you feel? I mean, do you, like, it was that...
I think my favorite thing was when she's leaving the office, and he's like, you know, if he knows anything about my brother, like, does way better. Or what does he say? As my mother could attest, women don't do well against my brother.
Mm.
And then
what
he,
a
like,
rough thing to
and
say.
And then he sets down his little like brandy sniffer yeah. or whatever, and like. I can't think of the name, but it's like not forced perspective, but like you could see like some like his sniffers like kind of in focus and then goes out of focus.
Oh, rack focus. Yeah.
And then the bull that he murdered his mother with is like, oh yeah, remember? There's your death weapon. It's right on the table.
Unbelievable. I love
Unbelievable.
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
Oh no, that was funny. That I was like that. I love him so fucking much.
Yeah.
Every week I fall more in love with him. And the fact that he has not been on the show yet, and I know it's been 8 episodes, but the fact that he hasn't been on the show yet, like, I'm waiting for the disappointed, but, like, I know that I'm alone in this.
Who are you talking about?
Dario.
Oh, like on our after show?
Yes. Oh. I know. Honey. I don't know. I'm just putting it into the ether.
Put it in the universe. It'll come to you.
Hey, Dario. I can't get all the way over there, but I tried to. Dario, please come on our after show. I have nothing but love for you.
Spooky.
He's spooky.
And then we roll into our first match. We got creepy Marty the Moth doing so creepy behind Melissa Santos. Never fails. He's got Mariposa with him in the ring. She's playing with her hair.
I don't know what my problem is, but I also love him.
He's amazing.
He's so good. And Melissa plays so well off of him. Like, I really dig how much he's come into his character.
Is it weird, like, the creepier he gets, the more he makes me smile?
Oh, no. That's totally the point.
Yeah, that's good.
He's so wonderful.
Then I'm not a creep.
No. Yeah, well, you are. But that's on you.
What did you think of this match?
You know, I like the end.
The end was amazing. Let's hurry up and get to that.
Let's hurry. You know, the match was good. You did a couple of the things, and then that
I liked
was good.
She goes for, like, a crossbody, and he catches her, and he just hits her with this vicious body slam. That was really cool.
Yeah, but he bit her beforehand. That was
awesome. Oh, yeah, when he bit her.
He had to
tummy.
See what she tastes like.
I understand.
There's even a part when, like, Mariposa bites her on the outside. She's, like, holding her down and bites her
Mariposa,
on the outside.
Mariposa, I like her more in this match than I ever have before. I don't know why.
And she wasn't even, like, in the match?
I know. That's bad.
That's good.
No, it's
that's
not good.
Bad. That's good.
Yeah.
I think he was, like, extra creepy tonight, too.
I think they both were.
Feeding. I thought this would definitely be more Halloween-themed.
I'm sure it's coming.
It's coming.
Next week?
Next
I bet
week,
it's coming next
even
week.
Though
but
it's late?
After.
Yeah.
Dia de los Muertos, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh.
It makes sense.
Yes, that's like in Judaism when they don't celebrate Halloween, but because they're like, Purim just happened. It's like, that's not... Come on.
This is how you must feel about movie references. Cause I'm
Wait, oh, just
can you compare Purim to Halloween?
Purim is Halloween.
I mean, fair. Here, wait. Let me hit myself with one.
Disappointed!
Yeah, apologies.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah, no, I definitely wish that there was a little bit more spookiness, but I think they delivered. I didn't even think about it until right now. They delivered so hard on other things. So hard. Weird. Whatever.
And then Marty hits this, like, after working on her neck and working on her neck, he hits this gnarly, like, Phil Nelson bomb, but not like your typical, like, the Patriot used to do where he, like, lifts him in a Phil Nelson and then drops him, like, on their back.
Yeah.
Or like Bubba does where he, like, sits on his butt and puts you on your butt. He, like, lifts him up and then, like, lays her out so she falls, like, back down in the Phil Nelson. I was like, oh, that's cool. I've never seen anyone do it like that.
Yeah, it's nice to see Ivelisse fighting somebody who can I enjoyed this match.
Yeah.
Is what I'll say. Because I did not enjoy her match with Mariposa at all. Did you? Yeah. So
I'm just waiting. Like, the first episode, they announced her and Katrina at Ultima Lucha Tres.
So crazy.
You know?
Like, okay, so, yeah, now we just have to wait
for...
We
have to just wait for
what
like,
that means.
Like, her to get back on that path of,
well,
like, oh, no,
dig
I'm battling
that.
Katrina.
I kind of dig that. It's like Rosebud. You know? You're like... Ugh. Okay, now...
Citizen Kane.
Exactly. See? That's a reference. I made a reference.
Yay!
Wow. But yeah, no, it's kind of like you wait for the whole movie to piece together why this means something. And I kind of dig that. I kind of dig that we have no idea what the storyline has in store for us. I don't like that I said store twice in one sentence, but like we're all going to get past it together.
Yes.
Thank you. Can we get to the end now?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He hits her with that move. Marty gets the win. And then out comes someone in a black leather jacket.
Ooh.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
He slides in. He takes off his jacket, revealing what we used to know as Sammy Callahan, what the temple knows as Jeremiah.
Sammy Callahan's here.
Yeah. And he just lays out. Pump kick to Marty the Moth, so, pump kick to Mariposa.
I was talking to Mark when we were watching, we were just rewatching it outside, and I was like, is this on fast forward? He moves so fast.
Yeah, he's really agile and quick.
He is unbelievable. I've seen him at PWG, and I know he's incredible, but seeing him in this environment is so exciting, and he's so quick and he fits in so well.
Oh, he's perfect for
he's
the temple.
Perfect. I'm so, I don't know why I'm proud of him, but I'm proud of him. Did you know that he lives with Ricochet? He lives with Prince Puma.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I know he used to live with Rich Swan.
God, what I wouldn't give.
Yeah.
What a fun house.
Yeah, literally a fun house. Like all they would do is like play video games and sing songs and rap battle each other.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And then
they
and
should
then
have a reality show, and then we could do an after show.
It's
for
like
it.
A, it's like a Legends house, but like not Legends. It's like an Indies house. That'd be great.
That would be a great show.
Nobody steal that idea. We're going to make it.
Future Legends house.
I love that. I love Sammy Callahan, and I love his stupid little face.
He set up, he nails Tejano with his face wash kick in the corner, and he sets up like he's about to hit Mariposa with it.
Not Tejano.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Meant, what's his name?
Marty the Moth. Thank you. He hits him in the with the face wash. He's about to hit Mariposa. We get Ivelisse back in the ring, and then it's two on twos, and it's like, oh, this will be a cool feud. I like where this is going.
And Ivelisse's reaction to him coming in was so great. Just like, now I got to clean up your mess. Okay, let's do it. Yeah, no, I'm all about it. I love his character. He's such a shithead.
Yeah, and then like she doesn't want to leave with him. He's
I know.
Like, come on, let's go.
The hugging,
come on,
that,
let's go.
The face hugging.
Yeah,
that was too real. That was too. That
come
was
on,
like,
babe, let's just hug. Come on, babe,
yeah,
hug it out,
babe. I'm sorry, promised, but babe,
it's
I
like
had
that,
to.
That Key and Peele spit or Key
spit?
And Peele skit, where it's like.
Babe!
Megan! No!
They
come
follow
on.
Each other yeah. into the desert.
No!
No!
So,
I love that
ends, and we get the Paul London video, but now we see it's Paul London.
Oh, God.
with a nice top hat
and white tux.
Bedazzled junk.
Just beautiful. Was that what that was?
I don't
in
know.
My head, he was wearing
he
a full
like,
white tux.
He had like a jock strap that had diamonds on it.
Beautiful.
God bless. Oh, God bless. God bless you, Paul London. God bless you in all that you do for us.
TikTok, they'll be here soon.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm too ready. If it's not next week, I'll blow a casket.
A gasket?
No, a casket.
Oh, okay.
Get
a
it?
Tisket, a tasket.
Because it's like in that it's in
it's
the
like Halloween.
Because it's like Halloween. It's like in the temple, and they like throw. I meant to say gasket, but I'm gonna spin it's, it. So like it's like I meant to say casket.
I spin it.
I spin it. I spin it.
Spooky.
It's too spooky.
Who do you think? Because he's saying it's the White Rabbit tribe, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's got to be more than just him.
Of course.
Who do you think he's gonna bring with him?
Literally no clue. I
yeah.
No rumors. I haven't heard anything. I have no idea. Do you have any clues?
No. But I know it's got to be like
let's
at least,
do some fantasy booking.
It's got to be at least two more people. Because like
at least.
They have this whole trio theme.
I think there's three more people.
Really?
I don't know.
So it'd be a group of four?
I kind of remember in the trailer there being no four people. Yeah. Four people. I kind of remember in the trailer there being four people, but I could be very wrong. I don't sleep very often. So, my mind is all
Mark, you got
up.
Any ideas of who it would be?
I'm just excited for new faces, to be honest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New masks, new personas, new everything. It's going to, whatever it is, it's going to be weird as hell.
Yeah. Maybe it's like one person from every, like, Kubrick movie. So, like,
that would be insane.
He's like Clockwork Orange, and then we get, like, an Eyes Wide Shut, and on and so on and so
that
forth.
Would be
like,
insane.
That would be crazy.
Who do you think they're going to feud with?
I don't, everyone. They're just going to be nuts.
I don't know. I think that, yeah, no, I mean, I think that, oh, three people are in the trailer, Paul Cross says. Thank you, Paul. I knew that I see things sometimes, and that's okay. Yeah, I feel like they're going to, like, try to assert dominance which definitely. I like, which I really dig, and but in a psychological way, which I think
always is, play with their minds.
Is that another reference?
Yeah, from Empire what? Records.
Oh, I know. I actually know that movie. I don't. Thank you. Rex Manning Day.
Yes. Say no more, Monet Moore.
I see. I only know the like taglines of the movie. Yeah. I could not tell that's you okay. line for line. Like, what do you, what's in your brain?
I don't know.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It just happens.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then we get another awesome video with Jeremiah and Ivalice walking to their car, having a little bit of a domestic dispute.
Yeah.
Not entirely.
I mean, she's a little pissed because I understand he's encroaching on her territory.
Yeah.
Like, what is he doing there? But doors are open to everybody.
Yeah. And he says Dario offered him a deal. He's going to be in the temple.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I hope he doesn't put us against each other because
I'll kick your ass. I love it.
And then he's like, I love it when you talk dirty to me.
Stop.
It was so great. I loved it.
Did you ever see him as Space Cat?
Yeah.
I love it.
I've been on the hunt, like, because I've been Halloween shopping, like, mm-hmm. looking for one of those masks just so that, like, the day after Halloween I can go buy it for cheap just so I have one.
Just so you have a space cat
mask.
It's just a cat mask.
But I was not there, that easy to find.
I was there surprised. At PWG when he debuted it. Oh, so were
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Who am I talking to?
Yeah. It's okay.
I didn't know you.
We were there together.
It's weird that I didn't know you then.
I know.
That's
but
weird.
But we're so close now.
Oh, my God.
We're family
How did
now.
We get here? Huh. Paul Cross, who corrected me about the four-person thing, also said that the Rabbit Tribe is going to be at the live show on Saturday in Texas.
Well, then we'll definitely know who's part of the tribe then.
I mean, please leak some shit, guys. Yeah. If you're listening to this and watching there, if you go to there, I give up speaking. Good night.
Another thing that Jeremiah said to her is like, the couple that slays together stays together.
Okay. That is such a good line.
Yeah, slay. Yeah,
slay queen. Because immediately when he said that, I was like, yes, queen. And I know that's not how he meant it, but he's got to know. He's got to know that that's what that means. Like, it's a drag queen thing.
Is it?
Honey. Oh, honey. Yes.
I only watched RuPaul's Drag Race when Joey Ryan was on it.
Joey Ryan was on RuPaul's Drag Race? What season?
Season... I don't know what season they're on now. I want to say it was like 2 or 3. But yeah.
Doing what?
They had an episode where like, oh, you guys want to see how like you can amp it up? We brought in pro wrestlers. And it's like Joey Ryan, Hector Canales, Peter Avalon maybe, and like one other.
Pretty?
Yeah.
Little Pretty Pete?
Yeah. And I guess Little Pretty Pete was like Frankenstein Joey Ryan at Lucha Vavoom. So
there was a lot of Joey Ryans at Lucha Vavoom.
Oh, man. They're just cloning.
Oh, my
God. They're just cloning Joey Ryan's.
I mean,
moving
can't get
on.
Enough. Mm, fine.
To another video.
Oh, yay.
This video was awesome. Dario gets in the limo.
That tacky limo.
He's with the Renegade. I don't remember what his name is on this show.
You know
but
I'm
he's
not
the Renegade to me. He'll always be the Renegade to me.
You know that I have no idea.
Lorenzo Lamas? You never watched the Renegade on USA?
Oh, I know Lorenzo Lamas, okay. But only from reality television.
Oh. Like the Surreal Life or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
So he gets in the limo and they start talking about this new vessel.
So cool.
This tripped me out so bad. Because like you were saying, like all the pieces starting to fall into place. Like as soon as he was like, did you find a new vessel for the god?
Mm.
And he's like, oh, we're figuring out like who's best suited for it. I was like, oh. This is why he has Cage and Tejano fighting against each other.
Well, finally, we figure out why. And also, I immediately thought of Bring It On.
Really?
The spirit stick.
Oh.
See? Reference that you don't get, bitch. Sorry, that was aggressive. No, I love, because I needed a point so badly. I was so bored. I gotta be honest. I was so bored of the
just Tejano and Cage?
Yeah. I do think that this... Tonight's match was the best it's ever been, but also we knew the stakes.
Yeah.
So, hey. So what do you think?
I think Tejano definitely brought it and came out hot, like in this, because that's the next match we'd roll right into, Cage versus Tejano.
Oh, Councilman Delgado.
Cage is leading 2-1 mm-hmm. in this best of series. And I think Tejano just brought it. Like you said, he knew his back was against the wall and he had to do whatever he could to win.
Yeah.
He was still getting annihilated for the most part. He got hit with I think the best thing that he did was like the chops and the clotheslines in the corner. And then Cage just took over. Everything else is just Cage. Up until he hits like the Lucha Destroyer, gets up and is like, yeah, I'm the man, and then gets caught in a small package and loses.
Yeah, it's hard to look strong when you're against Cage.
Because who's better than Cage? No one.
Well, he's a machine.
I
don't know if you've heard, but he's a machine. He's not a man. He's a machine.
Yeah, they got the war clap going.
He's from the 559. He's not a man. He's a machine.
559.
Oh, God. Melissa Santos can get it. Like, she is so incredible.
Amazing.
She kills it every single day. Week? Yes.
Yes.
No, screw it. Just go full hog. Let's go day. Every day.
I'm sure she wakes up every day and kills it. I bet. Here's my fantasy booking of Melissa Santos's life. She wakes up 6:45 a.m. She has a robe ready, like a fuzzy robe. She's one of those people that keeps her slippers next to her bed, so she just sits up and puts her feet into her slippers, and she puts on her robe, and she's like, I'll make some coffee. And then she goes to the kitchen, and her kitchen's, like, adorable. She has that thing where you can stick the knives on the wall, like the magnets. You could stick the knives right on the wall. And she makes tea because she doesn't drink coffee because it makes her jittery. So she makes herself, like, a nice cup of tea. She doesn't read the newspaper because that's passé, but she scrolls through on her tablet, just headlines, replying to tweets because she cares. So she's replying to tweets, ignoring DMs on Instagram. Nope. Marty the Moth, secretly they're lovers. And then she goes, she works out for like 3.5 hours and she gets those arms right. And then she takes a bubble bath and just unwinds because she deserves it. God, I love her.
I love that. That was amazing.
I could do that all day.
Well deserved.
I could think about what she does. She wakes up at 5:59 a.m. Oh, that's funny. 5:59. That's funny. Ajax, that was funny.
There are a couple really good moves that I liked in this match. The sunset flip tease onto the outside where like Tejano jumps over and he's like,
you're
like, he's not gonna sunset flip him, and then he powerbombs him on the floor, and then he takes a suplex on the floor and like toss into the chairs, just knocking over rows of chairs. They were just letting it all hang out, but then it ends with like a small package, which like really pissed me off, but I get it. Oh, he steals the win. He wasn't supposed to win. He steals it.
I get it. Utility wise, I understand that he needed to win. I get that. Suspense. Stakes. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at my notes. This is why Ty writes them on the board.
And listen to me.
I'm listening to you.
Amazing insight right now.
Yeah.
Just like...
The stakes are high.
All I said was, I get it, 3 times. That's all I said.
The stakes are high. Tejano let it all hang out, and he ended up pulling away the victory. Now we get another one of these matches.
I'm done.
After next week, you're done?
I'm done. I'm officially done.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
And when Dario said that there's a possibility that it could all end tonight, I was like, oh.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
But there's nobody else. It has to be Cage. Nobody else could embody a god.
Better than Cage?
Yeah, seriously.
You think Tejano's...
I just don't think it fits.
Not going to embody a god.
No.
Like, he can't... need
some blue-collar guy from not Texas?
Yeah, not Texas. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I feel like that's probably why I intrinsically dislike him, because I am from Texas. And I'm like, stop stealing my thing. I see you, poser. But the only person who could create a rampage that fit befitting of a god would be Cage.
Yeah.
And apparently, somebody said in the chat, Paul Cross, who is like my new best friend, apparently...
He's our co-host for the night.
Paul Cross, our co-host for the night, said that Melissa and Cage are dating.
Yeah, in real life.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's true.
God, I know nothing. I love that. Gross.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's so strong. Is that okay? Are you okay? She's fine. That's a choice.
I think he had a shirt that has like her on it, and it says like, he's mine. Like, he wears a shirt with her that says like, he's mine.
And then everybody else is like... Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
No problem. You can have them.
After this match, we get another video. We're back into Dario's office.
Thank God.
No, no lights. It's okay. Ray knocks. What a gentleman. He actually knocks before entering. Nice guy.
He's been around the block. He knows how to do it. Yeah. He knows how to play the game.
And he says, you know, I got to let you know, me and Chavo have had some issues. We battled all over the world, like all over these, like all these years, all over the world in tons of different arenas and everything. And it's come to the point where, like, you know, this temple's only big enough for one of us. So one of us has got to go. I don't know why.
And, like, they're both pretty tiny, so that's not true. But yeah, you know, I'm fine with this as long as it's Chavo who goes.
Yeah, me too. Isn't that like, funny? Is that weird that we're both just like, okay, as long as it's not Ray?
Yeah, but I feel like everybody feels that way.
Yeah.
Which, if this were not Lucha Underground, meaning if this were the WWE, I would assume that means we're all going to be disappointed.
But...
Nope, by myself. But it's Lucha Underground, and, you know, they know. I don't think... How could you... What I was saying previously is that, like, Rey Mysterio being banned from the temple is like John Cena never coming back to the WWE. Like, that doesn't make any sense. He's
this
the
does
face.
Not make sense.
Is that another reference?
South Park.
Okay. That's something that I would possibly get if I were a thinking man. But I'm not.
Disappointed!
Okay. Where were you when I literally said the word disappointed?
Right here next to you.
Okay. Thank you for making me better. I think it has to be Chavo who goes.
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
Well, Ray even says sometimes you just got to put old dogs to sleep.
Yeah, but he's an old dog too.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
They're the same. I mean, Chavo's, I mean, Ray's.
He's had 8 surgeries in his left knee.
Ray's the best.
He's the king.
He's the king. He's so sweet, too. His sweet little face. Oh. He's so sweet.
Little punim.
Oh, he's got... Yes. He has a punim. Like, he has a squeezable face. I want to feed him soup.
So, our main event announced for next week's Lucha Underground is Rey versus Chavo, loser leaves Lucha. We both want Rey to stay. Sorry, Chavo. You could come back as someone in a mask or... the undead version of someone else. Who knows?
Of Chavo?
Like, they could always bring him back. Like, that's the thing. Like,
he doesn't need to
be there.
Like
you said with Drago, like, you don't really leave. You know, no one ever really leaves.
Unless they get killed.
Yeah.
Cisco. You coming back, Cisco?
R.I.P. Cisco.
I hope he comes
back.
And
Bale. R.I.P. Bale, too.
I like Cisco a lot.
Cisco was awesome.
Mr. Cisco. Somebody said something really funny in the chat. Somebody said... the god will be going from being trapped in a box to trapped in a cage. That's so funny. Nalin's man beast.
Love it.
That's his name.
Good stuff.
Or her name. I don't know.
On to match number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Mundo versus Sexy Star.
Ugh, how frustrating was this match?
I love, like, her entrance, and I was like, oh, wow, her cape is really cool. Like, that's awesome.
It's dope.
And then she goes to get on the ropes. And, like, one of the wings falls off, like, right before they're going to cut to commercial. And you can see how pissed she gets. And she just pulls the other one off and then poses.
Good. That's the only thing you can
like,
do.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Roll with it.
I also have no idea what her entrance music is, but I always make something up differently. I'm always like, I'm a little sexy star. Sexy star. In my head, that's what it is. I know that's not true. But who knows what it actually is? Nobody.
Nobody does because they don't play the music when you're there.
Really?
No, it's added in afterwards.
Can you believe I've never been?
No.
Isn't
Man,
that
we
really?
We gotta go to the live ones
I'm
then.
Dying to.
We should definitely do it.
I'm dying to.
We gotta go dressed up.
I was going to go with my boyfriend at the time, and then we broke up, and he took the tickets. In the divorce, he took the tickets.
Savage.
Can you believe it? He didn't even put it in the middle, and we were like, come here, ticket, come to me. And it let it choose by itself. No.
No.
He took both of them.
Disappointed!
I know, same. Anyway, I could have gone, but I didn't go.
This match was good. It wasn't the best.
It was
or
frustrating.
Greatest. It was a lot of Mundo kicking the crap out of her.
And, like, cheating.
Yeah.
If you're going to cheat that much, if there's going to be that much cheating, make it a no DQ match. Because it's hard to suspend disbelief that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to stay on board when it's like, no, this is clearly wrong. This is clearly not. Okay.
Well, I think it goes along with what Mundo did to pay off Dario to get the match. I think Dario maybe spread the money around a little bit just to make sure that some of the rulings were not as
in her favor.
Yeah.
By banning, like, the trios champions.
Because he didn't ban Worldwide Underground. No. He only banned the other trios.
Yeah. He did that. They took out two refs. I love when Stryker was like, we're almost out of refs.
I know.
What are we going to do?
I love how dumb pro wrestling refs are. And I know that it's on purpose. I love how dumb they are.
You're the man most easily distracted. How does it feel?
What's his name? Justin?
Justin Borden.
I love Justin.
He's great. Elvis ref.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat Elvis.
He does that.
Who's the skinny
sometimes.
Guy?
Rick Knox.
They're both PWG guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the main
Why does everyone hate Justin?
Because he screwed up a count on Candace once and she lost a match, and ever since then they all just fucking hate him.
Really? Yeah. What year was this? I was wondering, because there's always been a Boo Justin chant at PWG since
that's
I've
why.
Been going.
Yeah,
and that's 3 years.
I think it was like, oh, she was in Bola. It was like an important match that everyone's like, oh, she's gonna win, and then he like screwed up a count and she lost, and everyone blamed it on him. And
I mean,
they've hated him ever since.
That's insane. That is so funny, but I really appreciate that because, yeah. I mean, ladies are not really welcome at PWG. So
you're not welcome. Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. Oh well. I think some of my favorite moments in this match, Mundo hits a nice running knee, almost a Shining Wizard, but she's, like, laying down, so he just, like, knees her
What's
right
a
the
Shining
face.
Wizard?
That's when the guy's got one knee up and one knee down, and you step off his knee and knee him in the face.
Oh, I like that so much. Yeah. I like that. Oh, I like knowing what that's called.
Yes.
This is fun for me.
It's
good. I like learning things.
Second row backdrop, which was really crazy off... Like, they were both on the top rope, and he
just
chucked her
no,
behind
him. That one was intuitive. It makes me uncomfortable a little bit to see Sexy being thrown around like that.
Like
I know,
a ragdoll?
Yeah, I know she can handle it. Like, I do know that she's a tough bitch, and I know that she can handle it, but it really does scare me. It's like a Sasha Banks thing. Like, you're gonna die. But she didn't die.
No.
She's fine.
She puts her boots up as he goes for a moonsault.
Oh, yeah.
And then she just starts laying in all these awesome strikes. And I was like, okay, she's bringing it.
She's
like,
and
she's
I think
pissed.
She was really connecting.
Yeah, like, she's pissed.
That looked super real.
The ref gets taken out. Sexy goes for the pin. She gets, like, a 10 count. But, of course, there's no ref to be seen. Ref gets back up. Mundo hits him with the spear. Ref taken out again, and then we get the Worldwide Underground, and then they just beat the shit out of her. And then Mundo's like, hell yeah, this is easy pickings, goes for his pin, and she kicks out. Oh my gosh, how did that happen?
But whatever happened to the, like, inter-Worldwide Underground distress? Like, wasn't there a storyline slightly a couple episodes ago where they were all mad at each other, like Jack
like
Evans?
Like, who's the real leader of the group kind of thing?
Yeah. Like, what's the point? What was the point of that?
Honestly, I think that was because Jack's jaw was broken and they just needed to figure out ways that they could have them all involved without having him get hurt anymore.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, like, him throwing a hissy fit and sitting on the ring apron so, like, the other ones could, like, actually wrestle because he just physically couldn't because they didn't want to risk it.
Okay, that you makes know? More sense. I wish that that was better managed.
Yeah.
But that makes more
Maybe
sense.
Maybe they'll explain it in, like, a backstage video coming up.
Probably not. It doesn't feel like it's going to happen. It feels like that's dropped.
The Worldwide Underground hits this awesome three-way finisher that I've seen in Chikara that the BDK used to do, and they called it Sweep the Leg, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Sweep the Leg, Johnny. Do you know what movie that's from?
No.
The Karate Kid? Really?
I've never seen it.
Really?
There's a lot that I kind of had a weird childhood. I know. I only watched wrestling growing up. I only watched wrestling, and I only watched...
That's a normal childhood.
Is it? Look at me. I literally screamed at a camera for 5 hours today about aliens.
Like,
so
David Icke or
Yeah. Exactly the that. Reptilian people. Yeah, that's exactly correct.
We could talk about
I was in a fake Oval Office talking about my favorite conspiracy theories.
It was David Icke. We interviewed Jesse Ventura on the Xbox 12360 podcast, yeah. And we didn't get to talk about conspiracy theories, but that was like top of my list of like, oh man, I really just
I'm so
talk
into it.
Theories.
My number ones were like MK Ultra.
Ah.
You know about it?
No, I know about it, but like I wouldn't say that's like one of my number ones.
Oh God, how? They dosed people with LSD to see if they could read their fucking minds and see if they could make them like become robo warriors? How is that not number one?
You know what I've been getting into lately? Flat Earth. Have you seen the things about Flat Earth?
I've only heard the, like, no. Tell me everything.
We can't get into it now, but after the
what
show.
What about Hollow Earth?
I've not heard of that one.
That's where lizard people come from.
Oh, really?
Basically, everything we know about the Earth, we know about the Earth just, like, inversed. So instead of the atmosphere being on the outside, it's on the inside, and we're facing inside. And that's where lizard people come from, apparently. I don't know what the point is. I don't know. It's crazy.
We should ask Cobra Moon about this. I'm sure her and Drago know a lot about.
Oh, for sure they do.
They are lizard people.
I know. And I bet Dario knows everything. Dario.
Spooky.
Dario, answer our questions.
They hit the sweep the leg. Mundo tells Sexy Star, welcome to Slamtown.
And
then we get the Mac. The return of the Mac.
My sweet baby.
Oh my God. And I loved it because that's like a callback to like them in the earlier seasons when he's like, that's not the Sexy Star that I know.
Yeah.
You know, he's like coaching her in the locker room and he just starts laying stunners on everybody. The best is Jack
so
Evans
good.
Going for the crossbody like house show dive and he catches him with a stunner. That shit was fucking so awesome.
He is such a show stealer. Every time he's on, it's like all about him.
Yeah. Sexy goes for a pin. Kick out, Mundo pulls out the brass knucks, jaw jacks her, and gets the win. So that just shows, like, how tough she is, that it took, like, all of Worldwide Underground, Mundo, and a pair of brass knuckles
so
to beat her.
For me, the only logical next step is that she... Oh, God, how am I forgetting the name of this? Oh, my God, this is insane. She wins at whatever it's called. And
oh, the...
Fuck my... dick.
Not Ultima Lucha, but
Aztec Warfare.
Yeah, thank you. She wins Aztec Warfare. That's and become like she needs to become the first
the champ.
She needs to. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because Matanza's number one, and they've been saying a lot in the commentary, like, "Oh, what if Matanza's not the champion?" So they might be foreshadowing that.
And then it's Mundo, and then there's a rivalry there. I dig that. I do dig that. Like, if Matanza isn't...
Like, if she gets the title and, like, Mundo's done all this to try and get the championship match and he still has to fight her again.
Exactly. Like, exactly. I really dig that. Like, that's what
that's
I think should
really
happen.
Cool.
What if it does happen? What if they're listening? Are you listening? Oh, wait. It's already shot.
Oh,
sorry. Man. Never mind.
So we got Johnny Mundo, the new Gift of the Gods champion. Mm-hmm. Can cash in. And, like, even if he doesn't cash in, who's he going to fight? Because they always have to defend that.
Everybody?
Everyone.
Yeah, and that...
Everyone.
Ooh, oh. Oh, my God.
What? The light bulb's going off. I see it.
That's
see
exciting. Because, well, yeah. Because if he has to defend this, and then we're, all of a sudden introduced to the White Rabbit tribe or whatever. Because then, you know that he has his little, like, team behind him.
Yeah, he's got his cronies.
Exactly. And so does Paul London.
Oh,
and so
wow.
He comes in and oh my God. Oh.
That'd be really cool.
Thank you. I agree. I agree with myself. That would be so dope.
You know what I loved is like after this is over, Vampiro's like, "Hey, that win doesn't count." And Stryker's just like, "Yes, it does."
Yeah.
And that was that. That's all it took.
Sorry, honey.
Oh. And then we get another, our end episode vignette.
Yeah.
With Puma awkwardly like...
Puma Dark.
Yeah. Puma stick fighting a punching bag, which was really weird.
Super weird. It
I
was so weird. This whole
it's
thing
It's a training exercise.
Is it?
Yeah, for speed.
With one stick?
Yeah.
Is it?
You don't want to hit your fist with the stick, dum-dum.
Is that the exercise?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the dumb dumb because that sounds dumb.
Thanks, Garrett.
I didn't know that. I didn't. Yeah. News to me.
News to also me.
It's not as it's not as cool as when
that's funny.
Like Mundo hits like the wood thing. Like at least then you know like oh he's trying to block and he's getting
techniques. It didn't.
This
read.
Was like when people like beat their pillows to make them like not so lumpy.
I think it was like a little too inside baseball for me.
Yeah, I didn't. I was just like, why does he have a stick? If he would have had two sticks, I would have been like, cool. Oh, okay, he's like training.
And then
like
he could
Steve
make a
Blackman
make
but
a sick
no.
beat.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, no, but I dig that this is heading towards a heel turn.
Like Puma versus Vamp?
No.
No? You don't think so?
No.
I think that's where it's like Vamp's going to turn Puma.
That would be such a wasted match.
What a waste.
What a waste. Wait, do you mean like in the ring, Puma versus Vamp?
Eventually, yeah.
Yuck.
No?
Yuck. I mean, what's the point of that? What's the point of that?
I don't know, what was the point of Puma and, or not Puma, Pentagon and Vamp, but they had an awesome match. And then you realized he was the Dark Master.
Well,
so
I
maybe,
see,
like, he's the Dark Master of Puma.
Well, maybe, well, I think he has to be, well, he obviously has to be Mil Muertes. Like, it's, well, you what? Can't do a heel turn if you're going to be against, like, the baddest bitch in the place. Well, not literally the baddest bitch, we all know who that is.
Maybe Vampiro wants some of Mil Muertes' power, and so he's using... Puma in order to get it from him.
Ooh. I like that.
That's a good one.
But also, what's the... I mean, I guess I do like Vamp, and I want to see more of him, so I'm not complaining. Never mind.
I love how Vamp's like, you're really proud of yourself, aren't you? Don't forget what Mil did to Conan. And then Puma's like, growl punch, and he hits the punching bag, and it's like, oh, you're still upset about that Conan thing. And then when Vamp's like, I hated Conan, and they like changed his voice, and it like echo creepy scream, like, he hated Conan.
I
was like,
know.
Oh, that is good.
That's real.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I dig. It was a little, I mean, it's a little lackluster to me, but any chance I get to see Puma fight, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Whatever. And if this means that he's going to be a little bit more aggressive, a little less like showboaty, and a little bit more just vicious, I'm down for it.
He's a vicious cat.
Yeah. He can't be tamed.
No.
He's a prancing puss.
He's a prowling.
Prowling. That's a
prowling
word.
Prowling cat.
I was hoping that was a word, and I started to say it, and then I doubted myself. Maybe Puma loses the Grave Consequence match, then comes back as Dark Puma. Is what somebody just said.
That's possible. His gear has already been dark, so I wonder like how much darker they can...
All black.
All black. All
naked.
Black everything.
He just comes out naked.
What is his moveset going to be, though? Like, is it going to be like what some would consider dumbed down? Like, he's not going to do as much high-flying stuff? Or is it going to be, like, completely the opposite? Because, like, he's dead, so what care does he have of his body? So he's just going to do, like...
Everything.
Crazy move he can
That's
do.
That's what I assume. I mean, is there any truth to the fact that he's leaving?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, not entirely, but I don't know.
Okay, because, I mean, I can see him just exhausting his moveset if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's going to be less, like... looking around, like standing at the top and looking around, and I think there's going to be less of that and more of just like
growls and
different headpiece.
Yes,
get him a different headdress, please.
I mean, that looks heavy.
I hate it so bad,
but truthfully, he can do no wrong in my book. I could watch him like punch a tree and I'd be satisfied.
Do you remember in like the first season vignette when he punches through the punching
bag?
Like,
yeah. So dope.
Like,
but also like he's not the one to do that.
No.
No. I mean, he's too tiny.
He's too tiny.
He's so small. Also, his nipple's alarming to me. Every
the tattoo around it?
Around it. I don't know why. I get it. You don't want to tattoo your nipple. I totally get it. It's alarming to me.
Toasty.
Okay.
Now I feel bad because I don't like to. I don't want him to think I don't like him. I really like him so much.
You let him know.
I like you so much.
Next time at PWG, you can let him know.
Nope. I'm always too afraid to talk to him.
Really?
Always too afraid. There are some people that I'm too afraid to approach. He's one of them. Not the Young Bucks are so sweet.
Too sweet.
Some might say too sweet.
That was fun. And Osprey, I'm too scared. And Jushin and Liger.
Liger?
Yeah, I'm too afraid to say anything to him. And yeah,
I don't know if he'd understand you anyway.
Well, I know, but like even to be like, good job. There's, you know, the first person, Sami Callihan. Actually, Trevor Lee too is really intimidating. He's super intimidating. But Sami Callihan, aka Jeremiah, was the first wrestler at a PWG show that was like, saw me, because it was like my first or second show, and he saw me just standing there, and he's like, "You want to look at the merch and stuff?" And he like introduced me to people, and he introduced me to Dalton Castle and stuff. It was really nice. He was so nice.
Did you buy his shirt?
No.
I bet he was super bitter. I bet he was like, I did all that and she still didn't buy my shirt.
If that was the reason why he was doing that, that would be so shitty.
He was probably like, disappointed.
Yeah, I think so. I'll buy your shirt. I'll buy your shirt.
So that was this episode. Do we want to do quick predictions? Do we have anything to predict?
I mean, I kind of did already with
your
sexy
stuff. Buzz TV predictions.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do we think's in the box?
What's in the box? I think it's just an essence. I don't think there's anything in there.
You think it's like Pulp Fiction where it's like his soul kind of thing?
Okay, I do. Cool.
That's what I was thinking, like, because it had like a glow, like a white glow when Dario looked at it. So I'm wondering if it's like how Katrina like sucked the soul out and blew it into Mill. If like that's what it is, and Dario's going to like open it. Cage is gonna, and you're gonna see like his eyes change, or like he gets more muscles possibly, if that's even
that
possible.
He would literally explode.
Yeah.
But no, that's what I assume it is. I don't think it's anything. I think it's the vessel itself.
I think it might be an item, something
really?
Physical,
like something that you can
like
hold
a
on
crown
to?
Or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think didn't we see like a gauntlet?
Yeah,
I think we saw it in one of the trailers or in one of like. In one of the level
things. That would be interesting. A gauntlet is,
and that's representative of the old tribes of the Spanish coming over.
Wow.
Huh. That's good.
I dig that.
Good eye.
Good eye.
Good eye there.
Good eye.
And we good both eye. We both agree that Rey's gonna beat Chavo.
Yes. I can't. But if I say it, what if it doesn't come true?
Disappointed.
Yeah.
It's all your fault then.
I know, so I'm not going to say anything. Hope and I wish and I pray that it's Ray's going to take it, but I'm just so used to being let down.
Oh, not at Lucha.
Not at Lucha.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Exactly.
Not at Lucha. And I already told you about Sexy Star, that she has to win at Aztec Warfare. She has to.
Okay.
She's got to be.
With your scenario, I think that would be great, and it makes total sense. That, like, if everything Mundo is built for was, like, getting that belt off her so he can get the main event.
And he's such a shit.
And, like, the heavyweight title. Yeah. And now he still has to fight her again to get the heavyweight title.
And loses.
It's just like, yeah. He's just going to be so bitter.
Yeah. And if my dumbass thought of that, then you know that...
The writers there are probably like, way ahead of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anything I can think... That's what I love about Lucha Underground is that, like, anything I can think of, they do it 10 times better. And I feel like I never get that. From any promotion. Ever.
Hey. Ever.
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 Is
well,
that another
on that
reference?
Note, I think that's a Chris Jericho reference.
Mm.
This has been your Lucha Underground episode recap.
Yeah, how did we do without Dad here?
I don't know. Ty.
I know. Both of us were just like, yeah, we liked it. It was fun.
Ty, we need you. We need you because I need you to bounce my references off.
Yeah, and I need, I don't need anything. I'm still going to be an idiot.
Okay.
Every week. A stupid idiot.
That's a Chris Jericho reference.
Yes, it is.
You can find me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Buy my Young Bucks documentary, The Young Bucks Too Sweet Journey, at highspots.com. Follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzzTV on all social media platforms. Give us 5 stars, rate, subscribe, like. 5 stars if you're nasty.
Thank
I guess
you.
I should have led with
Thank
that,
you.
Huh?
No,
that's what Ty always says.
I like that you remembered it, though.
Miss Same Vans.
Hi. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Rachel Sam Evans or at Rachel Sam Vans, depending on how your brain works. Also, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Snarled, SNARLED. I almost forgot how to spell it. Cool. To hear me talk about conspiracy theories and get drunk and ask us we're drunk. We get it. We get drunk. We answer questions and yep. And also you can hear me on Tights and Fights. You can hear me on the Store Horseman podcast. I'm just fucking everywhere, brah. Stalk me.
Yes.
I'm going to get a P.O. box.
Stalk her, and until next week, as Ty would say, Viva la Lucha.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.